What the hell's going on out here?
Luke's scared because his eyelids are jammed and his old man's here. We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present. Is that about right?
That's right.
We're dealing with a lot of shit.
Anyone ever tell you look like a penis with a little hat on?
You're out of here!
Oh, no,
right
no, no,
now,
no,
Jimmy,
you,
I heard
you
that!
You misunderstood that.
Why? What do you mean, why? We're in the championship, aren't we? Well, that's what you wanted, wasn't it? Well, just behave yourselves and act like men.
I'm not much for giving inspirational addresses. The local press seems to think we'd save everyone a lot of time and trouble if we just went out and shot ourselves.
You play ball like a girl!
I think you're a loser.
I'm a bum!
Hello, good people, and welcome to our weekend edition of the Bleacher Bums. I'm half of your co-host team, Jimbo, and next to me is my cohort in crime, Jono.
I'm here, my friends.
Man, you are so excited.
I got a lot of
energy
shit going on in me right now. I feel good. I feel good about my life.
Let me tell you, this guy's lost a bunch of weight.
All because that fantasy guy, that Coop, said I could wear D-cups. I haven't... I've lost my mind ever since.
Are you down
to
a C-cup?
C-cup right now.
C-cup?
Hopefully
be
by...
Let me tell you, we walked in the studio, did a little prep work. Your feet haven't stopped moving. You're bouncing around.
I'm bouncing. I'm Sugar Ray Leonard.
I mean, you're ready to go. This is amazing. Well, hey, Sugar Ray, before you go bouncing around the ring, let's make sure people know who we are and what we're doing here. We are the Bleacher Bums.
Tell them, Mick.
Yeah, tell them. Make sure you check us out, bleacherbumspodcast.com. You can check out some of our past episodes and see what's going on in the world of the Bleacher Bums podcast. Really appreciate all the Twitter action that's going on. At Bums Podcast is our Twitter handle, and we're getting closer to that 1,200 number. We're rolling through the
1,200.
Yeah, we're rolling. So keep following us. We're going to follow you back. We love to see what interest you in the world of baseball, and that's the kind of stuff we want to talk about. Doing a lot on Facebook too. facebook.com/bleacherbumspodcast is a great way to connect with us through Facebook. And of course, all of our friends out there, new listeners, past listeners, people that have been with us since the beginning, info@bleacherbumspodcast.com. keep sending those emails. We love them, love them, love them. And of course, if you're a non-subscriber, please subscribe to the show. It's the easiest way to get our shows as we put them out. You know, we put out the Monday morning edition to recap the weekend, and then we always come back on Friday for our upcoming weekend edition. Subscribe, real simple. Go to iTunes, Stitcher, any major podcast outlet, click subscribe. And this guy, if anybody deserves a 5-star rating right now, it's this guy who's 20 pounds.
Well, 4-star, not a 5-star yet.
You're going to 30 pounds, you want 5-star?
40 pounds. 40 pounds, I want a 5-star from all you guys out there. And let me tell you, before you go any further, I want you guys to know something. If you're overweight, you want to lose weight, you know what? Don't buy into, hey, you know what? I can't do it. Forget about it. You can do it. You can do it, my friends. It's all about cutting back. That's all it is. And stay away from late night food. That's what it is. Bottom line.
That sounded like a Jenny Craig commercial. Maybe they should give us a call.
No, they give you that garbage food. No
Weight
one wants
Watchers.
To eat that.
How about Weight Watchers? The point system.
Wait, they're not sponsoring us, are
well,
they?
Well, they could. Give us a call. We're ready. We're taking a... So speaking of sponsors...
I love Jenny Craig food. Weight Watchers. Yum, yum.
Speaking of sponsors and support, special thanks to the Lineup Media Group for allowing us to be part of their great network. So many great shows that are coming on each and every week. They're always seeking out new talent. New talent is seeking them out, and I think you're going to find, if you check out lineupmediagroup.com, there's so many tremendous shows on there, depending on whatever your entertainment value is, and sports, entertainment, society, culture, all kinds of stuff. Just really great things, for types of variety shows. You got the Ocho Man Behind the Eight Ball. You got the guys over at Not So Fast. Just everyday type stuff that's going on in the world that everybody likes to talk about. These guys touch on those topics with interesting takes, and that, I think, is what's the most fun. So special thanks to the Lineup Media Group. Our ask of you is just share our show with your friends, and whichever way that is. I mean, big guy here, everybody's following him on Twitter and emails and Facebook. Just share our show through that network and help us grow. And of course, we got to keep this. Now, this guy's going to need a whole new wardrobe, right? Now, he's going to need a skinnier wardrobe.
Wait a minute. Let's get the weight done first.
Well, you're getting it. Okay. So what we need is everybody out there that shops on the internet, and you know who you are. Everybody does it. go to bleacherbumspodcast.com. Find that little Amazon banner there on the right.
I like the way you work.
You like how I like the way you work.
That's damn good.
No diggity. You like that? Okay, so we go to the Amazon banner, right? You click on it.
Click on it.
Click on it. You do your shopping. It costs you nothing more than what you would normally pay. And
we get a little love back, huh? We get a little love back.
The checks start rolling in. And you go out and buy some new clothes.
I own a mansion and a yacht.
Elmer J. Fudd. That is it. But no, special thanks, of course, to all of you for making the show possible with your downloads and follow and sharing.
Yeah,
and
right. We got
it. It just keeps growing. Thank you. Appreciate it. So,
hey, what did you think of that fight between Venturi and Machado?
Well, I got mixed opinions.
Nine games for Ventura.
What's
and Machado
number?
Gets four.
Yeah, well, and here's the thing. I love
Machado's
these.
Always doing shit though. Yeah, I mean he's always doing stuff. He throws a bat at third base guy a couple years or last year a couple years. I don't know.
I can tell everybody.
He's a mean
guy.
Here's
my favorite. This is my favorite. The guys that say, "Run on down to first base." That's my favorite. Right? You stand in there and take 197 in the ribs, especially if you believe and know in your heart he did it on purpose.
How do you know that?
These guys know.
Come on, that's old-time baseball. What about your guy, Bob Gibson? He used to be in his resume all the time.
I'm okay
his
with
portfolio
that.
Was Listen. Always about, hey, back off my plate.
Well, no, that's where I'm going with this. So my thought on the whole thing is very simple. If you go out there, go. Let's go. I don't understand why we got to police these guys. Let them police themselves.
Right, but there's got to be some sort of authority.
I want
too.
Anarchy. That's what I want. No, seriously. So here's the thing.
But I'm just saying, was nine games for Ventura and four for Machado, okay. Was that fair, though? They should both get the same.
Well, no, because pitchers only pitch every 5 days, so that's kind of how they did that.
All two starts.
Yeah. So here's the thing.
The old nine-day, two-game penalty.
Penalty. So penalty here's box. The thing. Here's the thing. Think about this, okay? If you read into the whole thing, what didn't happen in this skirmish? This catcher, in no way, shape, or form, tried to stop Machado from charging him out. What's
Dude, Machado
you?
Really came after him.
And the catcher,
I mean, that was a badass
listen,
move.
And, nobody, and listen, this catcher did not.
It wasn't a little
what's that tell you, though?
Fairy tale type of fighting.
But what's that
he
tell
went
you?
After
what's
him.
That tell you, though?
Machado's a badass.
No, it tells you these Royals are tired of his antics because they know what? What's going to happen?
What's going to happen?
I'm going to get drilled.
Oh, okay.
I'm tired of this guy throwing at people every time he gets upset. What happened the pitch before, right?
Yeah.
He gave up. So here we go. These guys are tired of it. And that's what happens. That's what I'm saying. If your pitcher purposely throws at somebody, they're going to do what? They're going to throw at you. And you're tired of it. There's a big difference between a proper way to hit a guy and to hit a guy because you're upset. That's not team.
That takes a lot of aim, too, to hit at someone's buttocks. You know, that's where you're ideally wanting to hit someone, isn't it?
Hang on.
To make a message. But you don't want to hit them on the head, the ribs, or anything like that.
Well, no, you just brought up the point very eloquently. You know, you're trying to throw in this area, and I don't want to hear about it. Pitch got away from you. These guys are pinpoint accuracy on a 17-inch plate from here to here. So they can hit a guy in the ass. Make no mistake about it. When they hit a guy in the ribs or come up high, it's purpose. Okay? He drilled him. He absolutely drilled him. And listen, here's the thing. Okay, go on out. Let's get it on.
You know what's really good about this? I'm playing a guy that's got Machado.
I've got Ventura, and he hasn't been very good this year.
Oh, well, then you may want to trade him then.
Well.
That's the way you people work with these trades. Always give me something horrible.
Okay.
That's all I've been getting from everyone in this league. Someone horrible. I am Jam Brady of this damn fantasy league.
Well, you got a bullseye.
Marsha.
Well, but that's my So here's the thing. Let them run out there. Let them do their thing. You know, my favorite's always when guys are holding each other back and they're not really holding each other. It's like, listen, if you got a real problem, we can go right down here in this tunnel after the game.
I'm that's what my Cincinnati Reds a couple years back did to your Cardinals.
No,
you attacked my little pitcher, Cueto. He was unarmed. He did not do anything. He just sat there like, why are they coming after me? Yeah. And then LaRue took a across the head.
You mean when the guy with the steel cleats on started kicking people with his steel cleats?
Sir, he was protecting himself. Yeah. He was getting backed up against the wall. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's what they say about deers getting backed up against the wall.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm here to tell you. Once again, let them all protect
themselves. We're not going to tolerate it anymore, boys.
Your boy Brandon Phillips tried to run his mouth, and Yachty said, I don't think so.
My guy didn't do anything. He tapped him on the leg there. Hey, let's have a good game. And next thing you know, we were brutally attacked.
Yeah.
Thank God I know the Molinas now. They're good people.
That's right. So let's get this straight. So this guy runs his mouth about the Cardinals, then steps up.
I love you, Benji.
Have a good game. So. I think we're both in agreement here. Let them handle it themselves. We don't need to police these guys so much. So.
I don't know about that, but anyway.
Okay. Hey, how about the draft? What an exciting
time. Well, the Reds picked up a third baseman. He's supposed to be really damn good.
Well, there's the key word.
I got to ask you this, though. I want to know, everyone, I don't know how the baseball draft works, okay? I'm a stupid bleacher bum. I want to know. You always hear, oh, he's already drafted by the A's or the Yanks or something like that at 17, 60. I don't know.
Right.
So now how the hell does this draft play a role in
this? Well, it's draft eligibility, and I'll do my best to mumble through this because I don't know the exact words.
We all know it.
But you're eligible to be drafted out of high school. So I think what happens is that they get drafted – and then they don't sign. So I think what they're saying is he's already been drafted. He declined to sign. He's back out in the pool. Okay, now, you can also be drafted while you're in junior college, either year. Okay?
So
if you go to a four-year school, you have to wait till after your third year. But then after your third year, you can be drafted that year and the next year. So there's lots of guys that get drafted multiple times. They're gambling. Or their situation's different. They might be a very intellectual person that wants their degree. You know, there's different types of contracts. So there's a variety of reasons why some guys get drafted two, sometimes three times before they eventually sign. But yes, that's how it works.
So you're not
there's a drop dead date to sign, basically, after you've been drafted.
Okay, then my point is then you may not be getting the best players, you know, going into the draft.
There are
they may have already been drafted.
There's a variety of no, that's not true.
You just said they might have already been picked up.
But that does – okay, so here, think about this. Okay, so you're I remember what a stud you were coming out of high school. Okay.
I was pretty good in football.
You were left-handed.
Softball.
No. But hang on, you were left-handed.
I got fired from your softball team,
so
by
you
the way.
Hang on, so you were a lefty. You threw it really good, right?
Oh, yeah.
So let's – at high school, you get drafted in the 30th round by your beloved Cincinnati Reds, right?
Oh, it would be
– but you've got a scholarship offer – Arizona State.
What I'm going to do, Jimbo.
You're
going to
turn down the 30th round because they're not going to give you any
money. Absolutely not. I'm going to tell them to pay for my college.
But they're not going to do that in the 30th round. They're going to tell you, take this $1,500.
I love you, though, man. I followed you all my life. All right.
Here's what's going to happen.
Pay my college for
you know, your dad or your uncle or an advisor is going to tell you, John, I think you should go to Arizona State. You're going to keep getting better. You go to Arizona State, you dominate. Next thing you know, after your junior year, you go in the 5th round. It was a great deal.
Why didn't I just tell them, you know, you drafted, or you're not drafted, you're paying Ovado $200 million. You can't spare $60,000.
Now they have a cap on how much can be spent on those guys. There's slots. There's a lot of variety to it. They got to manage it. Now, some guys have leverage. They're going to really big schools. There's a lot that goes into this. Some guys they'll call these guys, say, hey, we're getting ready to pick you. Your slot's $1.2 million. We've got $900,000 for you. Will you sign it? If you draft me right here, I'll sign it. Then they draft him.
Wow.
Or guy says, you know what? No, I want slot. Guy might say, I want above slot. I think I'm worth $1.5 million. And then that's why guys fall down the board sometimes. Now, these guys do that on purpose sometimes, too, because there are certain organizations that their agents like to work with. So they oversell themselves. And then let's say it gets to the Dodgers. And they call and say, hey, you're still there. Is he willing to sign? Yeah, he's willing to sign for slot for you.
Oh.
So there's a variety. Listen, it's a profit deal, okay? So,
dude.
And it's very shady, too, a little bit.
Dude, change the topic.
What you got?
I can't believe the showdown. This ought to be a pay-per-view matchup
tonight. What do you got?
I've got Kershaw taking on Cueto.
I know.
That's an amazing war.
Well, hang on a second.
Wait a minute. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to watch that game.
Listen.
I can't wait to watch that game. How's that sound?
Are you comparing Johnny Cueto to Clayton Kershaw?
Johnny Cueto is cat's ass. I'll tell you that right now.
But he's Clayton Kershaw, cat's ass?
It doesn't matter. Now Kershaw's got someone that's going to stay right there with him and hang in there with him 6-7 innings. This is going to be an all-out war.
Where's this game at?
This is in Frisco.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And can you believe it? Frisco is getting plus 150 at home. Unbelievable. Time to call my guy up.
Side bet here? I'll go ahead and take the Dodgers.
You'll take the Dodgers.
You want a side bet?
Right now.
Right now.
Right now. Yep. Lunch.
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 Write it down. Stone, you got it?
And you fans out there, if you want to react to this, if we get this out before this big showdown, we'd like to hear from you, too.
Info@bleacherbumspodcast.com.
Cueto. He's saying Kershaw. Hey,
let's get this Owens to work with a poll on our Bleacher Bums Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
All right, when this show comes out,
get the Jono people on Cueto.
No, wait a minute. They don't have to be Jono people. They might be Jimbo people. But the bottom line is that it's whether or not they're Kershaw or Cueto people.
Oh, the bottom line is we're sick and tired of seeing Kershaw kick ass every time he steps up on the mound. I want to see Cueto say, "I'm taking you down, big boy."
And then at the end of the day, is it really Cueto taking him down or is it the whole Giants?
Wait a minute, though. Wait just
Cueto
a minute.
Well,
is Posey still out? This doesn't help. This doesn't help. This doesn't help the
Who do the Dodgers
Giants.
Have? How They're
can,
hurt.
How can Cueto hang in there?
Well, who do the Dodgers have? Puig's hurt. Utley's hitting
You don't
like...
even like Puig. I mean, the Dodgers don't even like this guy.
Well,
they don't even want to play him.
Well, they like
they
him
got
when
a,
he's hitting.
They got a diamond in the rough, and they're treating him like crap.
We'll take
he
him.
He could come to Cincinnati any day.
He can come on over to St. Louis, too. I'll take him. But, hey, everybody's got injuries, all right, pal? This Chase Utley's hitting like 092 in the last month. He's
what
about out.
What are you
out.
Talking about?
Yeah, he is. He's getting ready to get cut.
Oh, you're insane. Utley, he's hot as hell.
Chase Utley is...
Chase Utley.
He's two
Utley
for
is amazing.
He's
Utley
two for his so last Utley. 21.
It doesn't matter. The guy's going to bounce back. I know this kind of guy. I mean, it doesn't bother him.
He's not a nice guy.
He's a great guy.
Jerk off.
He likes to slide hard. He gives you 110%
out
there.
Yeah, he slides cheap, but whatever.
Wait a minute. A couple shows ago, all we talked about was hard players, and then now you're bringing this
up. There's a difference between playing hard.
You're always jumping the ball.
No, difference between playing hard and being a jerkwad, and he's a jerkwad.
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 Please send me info on what a jerkwad is.
A jerkwad is Chase Utley. Look it up in the dictionary.
All right. Whatever. Right, I'll take him, and I'll take Cueto tonight, too. What time is that game, by the way? Let me check this out.
Well, it's
out
on the West Coast, probably 9 o'clock.
It'll be on our 8:15 the game starts.
You like
or 9:15.
You'll be watching that tonight, won't you? Seeing who
I got nothing going on. A wife will probably bitch at me for cleaning the house. I'll sit there. I'll turn
Wait
the game
minute.
On.
Wait a minute. The wife will bitch at you because you're cleaning the house?
No, I mean, she'll want me to clean the house.
On a Friday night?
Friday night. Wow. It's a boring. I live a boring life anymore,
no,
man.
I don't know.
But
no. So, yeah.
What are you gonna do?
You.
Bowl?
No, my boy has a ball game tonight.
How long is that?
Well, it's in Chatham, so I'll be gone all night.
All right. So you watch a game and then you drive home and then you go to sleep. That's
I won't even get home till 11 o'clock.
All right, then that's it. Then that's it. That's your game.
All right.
Plan for today.
Hey, how about White Sox cutting ties with Latos? They've had enough of them. I mean, this guy had such a promising career.
He started really good this year, too, man.
God, I mean, remember when he
I don't know
out?
How the hell they're cutting Latos and keeping that village idiot that's on my team, Shields. He went another 2 innings and gave up 7 runs. And my moron partner, I told him to keep him out of the lineup. Oh, no, he's going to bounce really. He's going to shut up. Stupid. I hope you're listening, Hill. You cost me pitching again, you weasel.
Well, that's what I want to talk about this week.
Coop, or my partner?
Well, Coop is still out on vacation, so we're not going to get his start.
All he does is ridicule me anyway.
That's
who do you
right.
think I got all this money bet with?
My
division's the best, so I'll bet
but,
you.
But people really love the fantasy segment because people are interested in fantasy baseball. So you brought up an interesting topic that I want to talk about when it comes to fantasy sports. How hard is it when you have a fantasy team, and this could be really any sport, when you have a partner? Now, when he asked me to do this at the very beginning, there was like to get me involved in it, I would have been partners with somebody. And I really liked the guy, but I thought, man, it'd be really hard to do this with a partner. And I'm watching you and Hill this year.
Oh, God.
And I'm
He's
saying,
a pain in my ass.
Well, I think you're a pain in his ass, too, is the thing that I'm getting at. So my point is...
Why don't you ever agree with me?
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Why do you always fight with me?
I'm agreeing with you.
I'm telling you, he's a pain.
I understand, but he would
he
say...
He drives me insane.
Listen, if there's one
thing... Well, who's right on this? I told him keep Shields out.
Hang on.
Oh,
if there's one
seven-run, two innings again.
If there's one thing I know for sure is that Hill's a pain in the ass.
He is
and a pain in your ass.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that he was telling his friends you're a pain in his ass.
Yeah, well, you know what? He may have some point on me going after some players, but matter of fact, I picked up Shields. But the point is...
So you're bitching about yourself.
But I knew that you can't put him in the lineup.
Oh, you picked him up just to look at him.
Well, he didn't... I guess you're right.
So my point is, how hard is it to have a partner at the end of the day? Because you're not always going to agree, so
what do you
do?
We've agreed on a lot of things,
but not everything. There's no way.
We've agreed on a lot of things. It's just right now he's malfunctioning, and I've really got to see what's wrong with the kid. Maybe it's drugs. Maybe it's that A-Rod's taken.
HGH. You think
yes, maybe he's
taken. I thought maybe you were talking about something else, but so God forbid he's on heroin. We don't want that.
No, he's not on heroin.
But here's the thing, though.
Maybe he's eating much more than he normally did because Hill's been putting on some weight.
So you're losing the weight and he's finding it.
Yes. Right. I need to sit down and talk
to
him.
Hang on. You just told our listeners you're the one that picked up Shields.
I know, but I benched him. I benched him because he had a horrible outing that I never got over last week. Two
and
innings,
he'll
10
put him
runs.
Back in. Is that what
and
you're saying?
He goes, I want him in our lineup. I said, dude, he gave up 10 runs in two innings. And he goes, oh, it's not going to happen again. It won't happen again. He's too good for that. I go, you're on the hook on this because I don't want him in the lineup. Boom. Another, it was like that Bugs Bunny Bronx Bomber. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Seven runs this time in two innings. Oh, he's improved. Good job, Hill.
Won't be long. It'll come out. He's hurt. That's what always happens. He's hurt.
And I benched his Eichhoff or whatever.
Eichhoff. Yeah, Jared Eichhoff.
Our pitcher.
Uh-huh.
I benched him because he was playing against the Cubs. Okay? I said it's a bad start. Let's bench him.
Typically a bad start when you play the Cubs.
Yeah, 8 Ks, one run. Eight innings.
What do you do?
And it's my fault, he says.
Well?
Glad I don't have your genius thoughts on putting Shields in.
So basically what we're hearing here is it's really difficult to have a partner.
It's difficult to have a partner, but you know what? The entry fee is it's not like a regular fantasy where everyone puts in $99.99 to have a team. This is like you're owning a franchise team here.
So we're back to it's a profit deal.
It's a profit deal, and my team costs over $900. My fantasy team.
Dough.
Yeah. How much does your team cost?
800 and something.
Really?
No.
All right, so you're in the same neighborhood.
No, it is. It's an investment. It's an investment, which I had a rough start, and I've decided to build for the future, and I think I've done a good job of that. I'm ready for next year already.
Yeah.
I am.
I'm glad I picked up this backup catcher for, I don't know.
And that's anyway. The thing. That's the beauty of the league that we're playing in because it's not like, okay, I have my team, okay, I go out, I compete, and then my team's terrible, it's over. No, you're always working. That's why I like the setup of this league. You don't lose interest because even if you have a bad year, you can start planning for next year.
I don't know. I don't know how or why I gave up Cano. Why? Why did I give up Cano?
You basically begged me to take him.
I did. He had a big salary from last year. Last year, he didn't perform up to par. I'm thinking he's on a downward trend.
Have you seen what he and the other guys I've traded to the other team are doing this week since I gave him away? He is dominating this week.
Those were mostly my guys you gave away.
They were your guys.
All right.
Hey, and of course, everybody thought I raped that guy because I got Springer back. Springer's like 1-for-20 this week on my team. I'm the jinx.
Yeah,
I'll get a call from him soon going, Jim, this is George Springer from the Houston Astros.
Please trade me.
Please trade me right now.
Please hang up the phone now.
Trade me right now. Call Detroit. Tell them bullshit. Yes. No, it's a sad day when you get traded to Vandalay Industries. Your career goes in the toilet until you're traded away. But You know, hey, this guy was trying to win this year. He's got a good team. He's got a ton of prospects.
What?
And I traded a couple guys to help him try to win the whole thing this year, and I got some of the best prospects in baseball for it.
Speaking of prospects, why couldn't the Reds go after this Jason Groom instead of a third baseman?
Well, hang on.
This guy is unbelievable. He's tall. He throws in the 90s. I want him on my team. Who cares about Chris Sable? Long lost child playing third base.
Hang on a second, though. But that's all. Like, you know, nobody knows for sure.
I don't get anything from my Cowboys that I want. I don't get anything from these guys. I'm tired. I'm disgusted. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's what I've done.
How about letting the scouts do their job?
Oh, any monkey could have picked this third baseman. We needed this Jason Groom. Look at him. He's a big, feisty kid.
He may never pan out. You don't know.
Oh, get out of here. He's going to pan out. I'll bet you that, too.
Oh, Jesus. What are we going to do? Come back 5 years from now and see how it all
works
out?
Why not? I hope this shows up in 5 years.
Well, 5 years, I think we'll be, we'll be big time.
We'll have stars working with us.
Yeah.
We'll have a former MLB player sitting next to us in 5 years.
Yeah, we might have to. Yeah, but you know what happens? Then that's when you got
to
start.
I love the limelight. I love to party.
Hey, like when you go to the game and we're in the bleachers and we look over and like ESPN's there and they got their set. These guys are there. It's 100 degrees. They're in suits. Why do they have to wear suits to talk about a baseball game?
You see Kruk when he starts sweating up there, boy.
Yeah, boy's beating up.
Yeah, you know, boom. There you go. You got a nacho over here. You got a hot dog there, bratwurst, boom. You put it all together. You got a big sandwich.
And then they take a commercial break, and those people come in with the towels, and they towel them off. And
it's not helping. It's not helping.
They're beating up.
And my man, what's God damn it? What
spit it out, man?
I forgot his name all of a sudden. Aaron Boone.
Yeah,
my man Aaron Boone. Yeah. He's sitting there right next to Kruk. He's looking so nice. He doesn't look
whole
like
body full HGH.
And Kruk is like, what? Aaron Boone?
Oh, that Boone family. Come on, bud.
Get the hell
don't
out
fall
of here.
Far from the tree.
Don't be bad mouthing Aaron
Brett
Boone.
Blue, didn't he blow up?
What do you mean he blew up?
I want to say he actually exploded from taking HGH.
You know, you're like the reincarnation of that Salem witch trial, you know?
Well, Brett
anyone out there that does anything is taking some sort of bullshit.
Brett Boone admitted to taking it.
Not Aaron. Aaron's a good guy. Aaron is a good Cincinnati, God-fearing man.
All right. If you say so.
Yes, I know. That was was a good Reds team out there.
If you say so.
With Aaron Boone. He gave it all. God bless you.
God, you Reds fan just appreciates hard work, right?
Hard work, because that's all we got right now is hard work.
Well,
keeping a good game together and getting rid of these stupid middle relief pitchers that cost us every night.
Well,
instead of that, Jim, we're hurting on pitching. Every night we're hurting on pitching. What do? We get a third baseman. I don't understand it.
Yeah, these are guys that are 5 years away from ever contributing.
Well, you got Suarez right now. He's got 11, 12 home runs, for the love of God. Are you nurturing him to stay with you for the next 3, 4, 5 years? Or you just sent the message to him that we're not even going to play you in 3 years. We're going to trade your ass, too.
Oh, my God. You.
What, am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Yes, these draft prospects are so many
Everyone
years
wants
out.
A pitcher. I want a pitcher.
Well, who doesn't? But you know,
well,
there's
your
no
number
guarantees.
Two overall pick, man. Get a pitcher. Get a big Randy Johnson, 6'7", 6'8", throwing 97-mile-an-hour ball right now. God, that's all I wanted.
All right, so you know, let's take this opportunity with your complaining about the draft and what you took.
Oh, we're always getting screwed.
Okay,
our management sucks.
Let's take this opportunity to go on into our standings page, and we'll start with your Reds in the National League Central.
Why would you start my Reds? My Reds shouldn't even be in the discussion.
I understand, but here's what I'm going to say: your Reds are 22-38. I think you need a lot. I mean,
it starts with one pitcher there or another pitcher there. If you get a nice rotation, that could be your foundation. Don't give me that shit. I don't want
to
hear
it. Maybe they've got a lot of good pitching right now.
They don't have a lot of good pitching, or they would have brought him up. They would have brought him up.
This guy's supposed to be your next savior, the Stevenson cat, right?
Well, again, if that's the deal, then you need at least two to compliment him.
You don't think they got one or two more in the minors? See, you're a bad fan. You don't even know what you got in the minors.
I don't, but I know what was out there this time around, and we didn't get them.
Well, so you're telling me what you...
I would have loved to have that groom kid. All I kept thinking about was, hey, this kid's out there.
It's... Well, why don't you start taking a drive around all the high school fields around
sending
them a message?
Have security come get me. What's that guy got, a gun? That's a radar gun, sir. I bought it at Sports Authority because they're going out of business.
Well, that's my point. So you're going to drive around to the high school fields and look at this guy and go, there he is! He's the one going to bring our Reds back to prom. 18 years
my,
old.
My problem, I'd probably start looking at their moms, too. And that's my problem.
Well,
yeah.
That's not really a problem. But my point is that when you're 22 and 38, you got a lot. You need a
By
lot
By the way,
help.
In July, in the bleacher section, they start wearing bikinis.
The spaghetti
bikini
straps.
Tops.
The spaghetti straps.
Yeah.
Thank God. Here comes the warm weather.
I'm going to be taking off my shirt with my abs showing.
If you get abs, I'm not kidding you.
I'm telling you, that's how I'm visualizing everything right now. I got to work hard.
If we're in the Central right now, and we're looking at your Reds because we're talking about the draft. But man, look at the beatdown going on there. The Pirates and the Cardinals are 10 games back. And here's what's interesting. I'm gonna tell you something here because you're gonna see where we go after this. They're over. It's not like they're 500 teams. The Cardinals and Pirates are four games over, and they're 10 games back.
Yeah. So basically, they're playing for wild card.
Absolutely. At this juncture, yes, of course. So that is.
I just don't buy
kudos
into your
to the
Cardinal
Cubs.
Team, though.
Well, I'm not sure I do either. I don't know that I buy into either one of the teams because Pittsburgh's pitching has not been that
and
great.
A wild card team. I'm telling you right now, I like Mets and the Miami this time around.
Well, and that's fine. In my opinion, between the Pirates and the Cardinals, it's going to be whoever's pitching staff figures it out because I think they're both fairly similar offensively. They look really good for a few games.
You're
and then
telling
they dip.
Me Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's the same offense as your Cardinals. I just don't see it, man. I would still. You know what? The best indication of who's got a better offense, who picks up who in fantasy. I think there's much more fantasy players on Pittsburgh's roster than there are on Cardinals.
Well, they're okay. So Pittsburgh has a.
Can you base it on that a little bit?
No, because here's why. Well, because baseball is a team sport. Fantasy is an individual sport. In the team aspect of this whole thing, I would guarantee you that the Cardinals have hit more home runs than the Pirates. They've driven.
Cardinals
in.
Have hit more
oh,
home
I guarantee
runs?
It. Hey, you want a side bet on that? Hang on, you want a side bet on that?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Well, you got a strong conviction about it, that's why.
Okay, now.
I don't like it.
So my point is that team-wise, offensively, I would say they're probably very similar. So my point is, they both have given up some runs, right? Two. Therefore,
I don't think they're scoring runs. That's their problem.
Who isn't?
The Pirates somehow they just don't fire it up like they used to. Polanco, he's outrageously good. I like
okay.
Polanco.
So are you going to try to tell me? All right, what if I told you?
Tell me, man. All right, so don't hold it back.
Are you trying to tell me the Pirates have scored more runs than the Cardinals? Because I'll bet you on that one too.
Yeah, without you seeing anything. You haven't seen any stats on that.
I've seen nothing, but I guarantee
you. I'll bet you that, Cowboy, okay. Right now.
I'll bet you another thing then, too. So now we're on bet number three.
Wait a minute.
Who
Wait a minute.
More, who has given up more runs?
Oh, that's easy.
Cardinals is what you
Cardinals,
think.
Cardinals, yeah.
All right, there's our third bet for lunch.
Now, you haven't seen any
I
of
haven't
this.
Seen anything. Stone, can you do this for us? All right. Our man Stone's efforting this. We're going to Google this up here.
Well, he's really moving, isn't he?
Look at him. He's a speed demon, all right? So let's go over here. Let's do a little... Okay. Pittsburgh Pirates, run scored.
Give it to me, Stone.
293.
293 for Pittsburgh?
Run scored. That's
all
good.
Right. All right.
That's good.
You?
Here, and here. This is interesting. For comparison's sake, the Cubs have scored 313 runs. So 293
I got
is
it,
a
then.
Lot.
I got it.
St. Louis Cardinals, run scored. 328.
Get out of here. What the hell? You're looking at St. Louis Cardinals from 1996.
Hang on. Runs allowed. Here's where the Cubs have been impressive. 164. Pirates, 271.
All right. There.
Cardinals, 269.
All right. So what's that mean?
I win all the bets.
Good luck with that.
Oh, the only one left is we need Stone to figure out who the home run leaders are.
See, you knew all this.
I did know all this. You did,
and you lied to me.
Yeah, but I wouldn't.
Because I asked you. I asked.
And I lied for effect. But the reality of
for
it
is. For effect, he lied.
But the reality of it is, you and a lot of people seem to think these Pirates are so much better than the Cardinals. The Cardinals, once again.
I just think that they're much more of a sexy team than your Cardinals. I just don't. I just look at teams on a fantasy value. And I just don't see people lining up for a Cardinal player.
Okay, so my point on this is if you look at the runs allowed by a lot of the teams, especially in the National League, the Pirates and the Cardinals have given up too many runs compared to everybody. I mean, they're almost at the bottom, both of them. So the point is this. Whichever one of those two teams' pitching staff figures it out, they're going to get the wild card.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty simple, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've done the Central. Let's go to the West. Because there's your marquee matchup from tonight.
God, that's going to be a hell of a showdown.
Look how that whole thing went. The Dodgers are four games back.
Yeah.
Well, it's Giants year, right?
They don't have much. They don't have much. No. I don't like the Dodgers. I love their third baseman. What's that kid's name? Seager. Jesus, I tried to pick him up from.
He's a shortstop, but that's okay.
All right, he's third base, shortstop, same thing. I talked to Cooper.
I don't think
he said. Hey, I would like to trade you Sale for your Seager.
And he told you to hit the high road.
He said some stuff that I can't repeat on the air here. He was so, this guy loves Seager. He's got an 8x10 picture of him.
Speaking of your dumb partner, I've just.
He is a dumb partner. I hope you're listening, Hill. You're a dumb partner.
Listen, I got to veer moron. Off this standings to go to Chris Sale.
I'd like to put Shield in.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just traded away my better players for this year because I'm rebuilding.
Yeah.
He calls me and wants Piscotty, who I have signed for 5 years.
Yeah.
And he says, how about Chris Sale? He's one of the best pitchers. I go, I love Chris Sale.
He's a fool.
He goes, he's only $2.
Yeah.
I go, $2? What idiots didn't sign him a long time ago? I go, how many years left? He goes, well, this is it. He's a dumbass.
No, he tried to pull out Jim Cromer.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. All right, let's go to the East.
There's only one of you, huh?
Let's go to the East. As Bryce Harper has come back to reality, so have the standings there.
I'm not buying anything else but Washington, my friend.
I don't know. It's going to be a two-horse race there with these Mets.
Don't count out Miami. I like Miami.
Can Stanton, is he?
Nah, it's not all about Stanton, my friend.
I know. You traded for what's-his-name, Ozuna.
Ozuna!
So now you think he's the next coming of Joe DiMaggio.
Oh, 4 for 5 last night, baby.
All right, he's Joe DiMaggio.
Is hot tonight. Oh, then the song goes, where will he be tomorrow?
Where will he be tomorrow, yes. All right, let's head to the American League. Texas Rangers. Hey, how about this Ian Desmond in a Ranger uniform? This guy's been all that in a bag of chips for these guys, has he not?
I think he's been for real, that's for sure. Who's got him, man?
Bartling.
Oh, Bartling.
Wait, he's one of the greatest guys in our league. He deserves a guy like Desmond.
Oh, God, he's just been tearing me apart on these trades.
Yeah.
I start
he's
off.
He's done
with
a good job.
Yeah, he's done a great job. God bless him. I love Bartling.
He's my GM of the year so far.
Yeah.
He's taken it, honest to God. He really has.
And you will probably be the one that gets fired.
Oh,
I'd
get fired. Oh, God, yes.
You dissected that team pretty good.
Yeah, I'd be fired. But no, Bartling's GM.
Bartling gets my vote.
Yep, GM of the
Diaspora would like to vote for July 3rd. July 3rd?
I agree.
By the way, he named his team after when Jim Morrison died.
Yep.
What the hell kind of a team name is that?
Well, it's very, he's, what's the word?
Who cares? Bartling's a great guy.
He is a great guy. Respect. He's showing respect.
Respect. Respect. Respect.
Hey, Houston Astros are completely out of the cellar.
No, they're not.
They're out of the cellar.
They're fighting.
Yes, they're fighting. Here
I
they
thought
come.
You were going to rip on
no,
them.
No, no, no. They're out of the cellar. They're fighting. What are these Angels?
Altuve.
The Angels, they need to start selling.
Well, I mean, they're all big-time contracts, man. What are you going to sell? Right now, if you're keeping Trout, you know, this is the time to make a big contract, send some guys out of there. But if you trade him, man, you get the world for him, too.
Here's what's going to happen. Can I give you a
prediction? You don't think? You don't think?
Yeah. Oh, you get the world for him. You want a prediction?
Nostradamus predicting.
They're going to eat a bunch of Pujols' contract and trade him back to the Cardinals.
Oh, you people would love that.
I would.
You people in St. Louis would love that.
Yes.
That's what it's all about. All right, all right.
All right, so I love that. Look, you know what? This Central in the American League is so mediocre.
It's a sleazy division. I don't like anyone
I mean, look, that nobody over 600 is leading that league. That's a rough division.
Division. Nothing here is sexy.
Minnesota's turning out to be the worst team in baseball.
Nothing sexy at all.
I like Atlanta better than them, if you can believe that.
Yeah,
so
I don't
Cleveland Indians, you. Kansas City, whatever.
Yeah, right. Let's move on.
All right, move on to the East, where the big boys play.
Yeah, this is a tough bracket here.
You know what, though? You know what,
SEC of football right here, baby.
Okay, but hang on, though. Okay, is that image, or is that we think that they're beating each other
up? I think it's all together, baby. All together.
Because really,
people want to see this. This is what baseball is all about here, Jimbo.
Their overall type record in that division is no better than the Central.
It doesn't matter. This is baseball at its best.
I think what we have
American League East. Yeah, you get Donnie Brooks. You get it all on this division.
Well, yeah, but I think what we have here is, okay, follow me on this. I think what we've got is a Baltimore team with an awfully good offense.
Look at that.
We've got a Boston team that started out really, really well that throughout the course of this year, you can ride it down. It's going to just
keep going
down.
Even your bottom team, Tampa, is only 3 games from 500, this is a good division here. This is a kind of division in horse racing. This is Saratoga at its best.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
this ain't no Hawthorne.
Well, we'll see because, Central. you know, the All-Star break's always a good indicator and gives people an opportunity.
I think we got a shot at this, Jim. The Reds are going to make a move. The Reds are going to make a move and win about 20 in a row.
Well,
and we're right back in.
How are you going to make a move when chances are you're going to trade Bruce?
Yeah, we're going to get rid of Bruce.
Phillips.
Phillips? You think Phillips? No, I think Phillips had a shot with Washington. He turned it down.
What a dummy.
Well, you know what? That was – he just wants to make it happen in Cincinnati, finish it out, and that's it. The guy's
– he ain't going to make anything happen, though.
No. I mean, this is the kind of guy I respect more as a fan – that he's going down with his team and put down less money to. You know what? God bless him. You don't find players like that anymore, and you got to admit to that.
Okay. No issue.
The guy's saying, I make enough. I feed my family. I live a good life. I don't need to go anywhere. This is where my house is. This is where I live, and I'm very comfortable in Cincinnati. Go ahead. You guys have your run. I'm going to finish my years off here.
Huh.
That's the way I look at Phillips.
Okay.
So God bless him. I like
God
him.
Bless. Well,
that's about it. That's our closure, man.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Any team you see any thing for next week?
No, you know what? I'm very
making a
curious.
Little run next week.
I think we're coming to that apex with when it like we just talked about. I think the most intriguing are the wild cards in the National League because I think the Cubs are which team, Pittsburgh or the Cardinals? Is their pitching staff?
Well, according to you, I looked at what you just said, and that's surprising numbers. Who knows now? I mean, I really thought Pittsburgh was outdoing them, and, you know, it was a little sexy of a team. Why do I keep saying sexy? But that's a...
Because, that's the word. But
Pittsburgh
here's the thing.
Is a damn good team, but I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Well, their pitching hasn't been great, and the Cardinals' pitching hasn't been great. Who's going to blink first? So somebody needs to make a move there with the pitching staff. They got
it. You can't count out the other Central. I mean, not Central, but the other wild card, like the Mets, Miami. You got Dodgers. I don't know.
Well,
man.
Here's the thing,
it's
though.
Still
think
up.
About
it's
this.
Still up in the
Garrett,
air. We'll find out.
Garrett
All-Star
Cole's
break.
Been great for the Pirates ever since the beginning. But he's been great. The problem with the Cardinals is nobody's been very good. Adam Wainwright's been pedestrian. Waka's been horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, their best pitcher's been Carlos Martinez, for sure. And he had a little rough patch.
Oh, yeah.
They've got nothing remote. Like, last year, they thought this Jaime Garcia had turned that corner when he came back. He has been abysmal.
Yeah, well, that's Jaime. Every year he does the same thing. I didn't. All he needs now is injury.
Mike Leake, not very good.
No, we gave you guys a stud there, didn't we?
It's just, hey, they could have signed Samardzija. Same money as Leake. Samardzija's been pretty good.
I don't understand the Cardinal organization, man. And then they'll turn around and say, you want to pay that much for a player? And it's like, we're fans. Go pay it. We don't care.
They're not going to sign a guy to this contract, but they'll give another guy a bunch of money, and it's less than the other contract, and say, well, this was our budget.
There should never be parking for $40, like I see.
Well,
that is horseshit.
Well, Hey.
Anyway.
They got to eat, bud. They got to eat.
We got to eat, too. And matter of fact, I'm not going to eat after the studio. I'm going to get out there and probably walk a little bit.
Man, you are in shape and getting it. Man,
I'm getting it.
You're inspiring me.
C-Cup coming up.
C-Cup, number one coming.
All right.
Hey, this is the Bleacher Bums. We're going to head out to the game, grab a dog and a beer.
Kershaw, Cueto tonight. We want your input.
We're putting the poll out. We want to see. I know that most of the people are going to be with me on this one with Kershaw.
Oh, really?
I think
we'll find out. We'll find out, tough guy.
All right. We'll see everybody Monday. See you at the game.
Take care.